Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look in the strike. Pass caught. Juju Smith-Schuster. And a Kansas City touchdown. Rolling out. Flinging it. Pacheco. Pacheco finds his way to the end zone. And a Kansas City touchdown.
Quick little passes right away. Boom.
End zone bound. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City. Tyquan Thornton. Pass. End zone. Caught. Touchdown, Hollywood Brown. Number four for Mahomes.
Well, number one, we've got to become consistent, stopping the run up front. You know, it's, that goes with the front, the linebackers, edge guys, DB showing up. That's got to be more consistent. There are way too many times in this game, the Chiefs do what they do well. They get into third and short. You know, and our goal was to keep them in third, try to get them to third and six plus, you know, and that just consistently did not happen. And that's the combination of the run game, good quick passing game, you know, the boots and the different things they do. And they out-executed us for sure in those areas. So we've got to become much better there. That's just got to start with that.
Jim Nantz on the call, courtesy of CBS, and then you heard from Coach John Harbaugh following a 37-20 loss to the Chiefs 6 days after getting absolutely ran over by the Lions, 224 yards on the ground, third most in franchise history given up. And this feels like a serious low point for an organization and a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, maybe not Super Bowl or bust. Mm. John Harbaugh did not like that, but
well,
this Chiefs team,
it's looking like bust.
This Chiefs team that they just played, Jason, looked like they were in disarray, and they started the season 0-2. They beat the Giants in an ugly game and scored a season high at that time, 22 points.
Yeah.
And we know that this Chiefs offense has not looked like the 2018 Chiefs offense when Patrick Mahomes burst onto the scene. The 37 points that they scored yesterday, that is the most amount of points that Kansas City has scored since week 3 of 2023. And the Ravens, they lost a game by 2 scores or more, 3 scores. for the first time since week 10, 2021. That was the Dolphins debacle, the cover zero debacle. Oh, yeah. And they should have lost by double digits on Monday night against the Lions. They scored that garbage time touchdown. Yeah. This is, it's looking bleak, and it's still September.
This was pretty humiliating. And there's blame to go all around. And the injuries are part of the story. And Lord knows we'll talk about injuries and we'll get injury reports all year. But it's an injury sport. It's a collision sport. It's a concussion sport. It's a violent sport. And if you're going to throw bouquets at people during a six-month offseason about how great their roster is, then it better be great 1 through 65 because your depth is going to matter. And I watch a lot of football. And there's a lot of teams with a lot of injuries, like the Dallas Cowboys, for instance, who people thought would get humiliated by Green Bay. They got injuries the offensive line. They traded their best pass rusher. They bring in Kenny Clark. He's banged up. He's on the injury report all week. They got their best corner kind of quasi-suspended for the first quarter of the game. They went out there, played their asses off to a tie, right? Got off the mat. They got a kid, Ezra Roscoe, second-round pass rusher, actually looks like he can play. You know, like, you want to make vanity picks. You want to sit out D-tackle drafts. You want to sit out restocking your offensive line in the trenches. You want to let McCary walk and replace him with Noteboom. Like, you can do all of that. There's a pretty decent chance that your injury luck was going to regress, and your depth might be called upon sooner rather than later, and their depth didn't want none of it. They weren't about that action. Like, on either side of the ball, it was a disaster. The false starts, the intentional groundings, the right side of the offensive line. Ronnie Stanley, we talked in real time. Hey, that's great that they got Ronnie for that price. Why did they get Ronnie for that price? He's a medical reject for a lot of teams. He's been on borrowed time. Like, we know what Ronnie Stanley's been through. He put it in his own words in the Players Tribune, right? Banking on Ronnie to get through the year and not who's the new backup left tackle. Who replaces McCary?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, you got to play with Noteboom and Rosengarten. I got news for you. You got a bottom five offensive line in this league. Even in a league of horse bleep offensive line, you got a really bad one because you're already trying to get by without guards. So, like, that's where they are. And some of it is scheme, and some of it, I'm sure, is Zach Orr, and injuries and bad luck. They came into the year with deficient depth on the offensive line and defensive line. Nobody who knows football except for them thought they had a pass rusher worth a damn on their team. And I'm including 36-year-old Van Noy because it wasn't going to happen a third straight time. And their response to all that was, we know better. Well, guess what? That was pathetic on any account.
That was not professional grade. And there are injured teams all over the place. Kansas City was having trouble with the Giants. If they don't get a lucky call on a lateral or two, they might have messed around and lost to the Giants. And yes, the Ravens had a nice early game script. They went with the pass, the quick pass, like I said they should. They went with more justice, like I said they should. And then Spags adjusted, and it was one-way traffic the rest of the game. And they got blown up in the trenches. And the only reason it doesn't look so bad running the ball is that Andy Reid refuses. But whenever he handed it off to Pacheco, and especially the few times they went under center with Pacheco, it was 6 yards. So he could have done it either way, but he wanted to boost his quarterback's confidence and boost his quarterback's numbers. So he let him throw for four and kind of mess around and try to throw for five, right? Until he finally took him out. That's what he thought of you and your team, Harbaugh. He thought he could do whatever the hell he wanted to do to you, use it as a gussy up my confidence, gussy up the back of the football card game, and emasculate you. And guess what? It worked.
We're going to break down Ravens Chiefs between now and six. We'll also work in some Orioles talk as well, because Mike Elias,
what a humdinger,
interim manager Tony Mancelino, they held a end of season press conference at the warehouse.
We don't need a real managerial search, and we don't need a GM. Mike's got it all under control.
Cordell Woodland was at the warehouse, and he's also going to be at the castle because John Harbaugh is set to meet with the media in less than 20 minutes. Cordell is going to join us at 5, and Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, comes on at 4.
Yeah, a lot to get to here. What a time to be a Baltimore sports fan. Well, hey, look, Terps, I'm fired up. They host Washington. I mean, hope springs eternal. I think they got a chance, Bone. I think they got a chance. 3:30 kickoff at College Park. I'll be there. I'm excited about that. They were on a bye, so nothing bad happened there. Yeah, the Orioles finished the season with a whimper. It was shameful letting an interim manager, who looks like he's going to get the job anyway, speak before the GM. It's clear that they told Mangelino the answers to the test, and that we've got leadership, you just don't see it. All the answers are within. The young core is better than you think. We don't need outside help. Like, it's just typical of them. Katie Griggs is going to have a say in the manager. Like, they're a joke. You are Bush League. You are frauds. You are a joke. You're stealing people's money.
Jason shot out of a cannon on this Monday. You haven't heard Ken Wyman, because Ken, he's out sick. Hope he feels better. Maybe we'll have Ken.
He'll live.
Tomorrow. But at the bottom of the hour, we are going to play some of the best cuts from Mike Elias in that press conference. But coming up next, Jason, you alluded to the injuries and the Ravens. They got blown out and they lost several starters as well. We'll give you an update on that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus
plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.